Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special for Rabbi Moroni Moratzi Shiyich Yu and for Chaim Moshe Ben Dina, Tzarlei Bas Rivka, Rabbi Yosef Moshe Chaim, Roshida Ben Peshadina, Shalab Bracha Vatzlacha, Bachoma Seyidehem, Shua Meir Ben Chavisara, Bracha Vatzlacha, Bachoma Seyidav. And we're going to be learning the Sugya of Big Day Kohuna Mechaprim, based on Torah I received from Rabbi Gaon Rabbi Yaakov Dov and Hamik Shlita. It says in Zvachim Peches Amit Beis, Maram Rabbe Nini Bar Sasson, Lamanis Mocha Parashat Karbonos of Big Day Kuhuna. Why is the Parashat of Karbonos juxtaposed to the Parashat of Big Day Kuhuna? Rashi explains, B'tzavis Aaron, Zos Torah Ha'ola, Zos Torah Ha'chatos, Osham, B'tzavach Ha'shlam, B'hodar Kachas Aaron, B'tzavach Godim. So it says first, this is the Torah of the Ola, Chatos, etc. And then, Kachasar, Vesab Begadim, the Parashat of the Begadim, that's the Parashat Tzav. So why is there this Smichus? First the Parashat of Karbonos, and then the Parashat of Big Day Kuhuna. Tell you, Ma Karbonos Mechaper, Ma Big Day Kuhuna, Af Big Day Kuhuna Mechaper, just like the Karbonos are Mechaper, the Big Day Kuhuna are also Mechaper. Ksonos Mechaper, so Shvichus Dom. So the ketones is mechaper on spilling blood, because you see here in the pasuk the ketones and the dam. Rashi says, "Remes hula asid shechaper shvichus dam ketones tefila hainu kaparis." The remes in the pasuk for tefila is that tefila when it says vayitbalu, that the brothers of Yosef immersed. So that tevila is a remes to kapara, and you see in the pasuk sones, adam. So you see that there's a kapara of sones for shvichus damim. Mechasai mechaperes al gilai arayas, the pants on gilai arayas, mitznefes the hat al gasei ruach. Minayin, so how do you know that the mitznefes is mechaper on those of who are hori? Gemara says, because you have a darbish of a gova, you have a al gova. So something high, the mitznefes, which is on the person's head, the coin's head, is mechaper on something else high, i.e. gasis ruach, haughtiness. Avnet is mechaper al hiralev. Choshen mechaper al adinim, etc. Choshen is mechaper on that beged is mechaper on improper dinim. Meil mechaper al lashon hara minayin. On Rabbi Chanina yavar davar shebakov yechaper al kol hara. So Me'il is mechaper on lashon hara, because the me'il is a davar shebechashai. Because the me'il, is a davar shebekol, because it has bells. It's also mechaper on kol, on a bad kol on lashon hara. Sitz is mechaper on azis panim. As the Gemara, "Ini v'amrei v'shuv ben Levi, shnei tvarim lo matzino lehem kapara b'karbanos, matzino lo kapara m'makom acher. Ve'elo ein shvichus dam b'lashon hara. Shvichus dam me'egla ruf v'lashon hara mikteres. Tani rev chananya minan l'kteres m'chaperes shen avite n'sekteres v'chaper al'am. Tani rev v'shmal al-makteres m'chaperes al-lashon hara yavad arvish v'chashay v'chaper al-maisa chashay." So now the Gemara says, how can you say that? We have a Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that says that two things: we don't have kapara and karpanos, we have kapara elsewhere. Shvichus damim, what's the kapara for shvichus damim? Egla rufa. We just said that shvichus damim is miskaper with the ksones, the beged kuhuna. And here we have that it's not mechaper from the ksones, but it's mechaper from the, they have no kapara elsewhere, but they have no, the kapara comes from the, from the Eglarufa. and Lashon Hara. You wanted to say the Me'il is Mechaper and Lashon Hara. No. Ktaris is Mechaper and Lashon Hara. Vayitin is Haktaris, Vayichaper Alam. Rashi b'machlokas Korach, Shu Lashon Hara. Atem Amisa Mesam Hashem. Your fault that they died. They said to Moshe and Aaron. So Memela, you see that it comes from the Taurus, not from the Begat Kuhuna. Taurus is Mechaper and Lashon Hara. And then Tadavari Rishmal, Amak Taurus Mechaperas and Lashon Hara. Yavar Darvashi B'chashai B'chaper Amais Chashai. Taurus is a Darvashi B'chashai. It's quiet. And it's Mechaper Amais Chashai. Taurus is done in a private place. It's Mechaper and Lashon Hara, which is done privately. And it's just the Gemara. Hashvichusam is not a question. Had the other man katle, had the other man katle. This is where you know who killed him, this is where you don't know who killed him. Egla Rufus Mechaper, you don't know who the killer is. Bigde Kahunar Mechaper, when you do know who the killer is. And says the Gemara, what are you talking about? He did the man katle, bar ketolehu. If he knows who killed him, and he's chayv misa. So Rashi says, "V'chokam shelo katle manche." If he isn't killed, then we're going to be punished. So Rashi, the Aman Katle says, we know who killed him. So the Ksonis is Mechaper. And the Tzibur that they shouldn't be punished. Then the Gemara asks, how is the Ksonis Mechaper and the Tzibur they shouldn't be punished? If you know who killed him, we are punished until we punish the person who's the killer, if we know who the killer is. So I can say, if we know who the killer is, we're not punished. Because we have the Ksonis. No, we are punished until we kill him, until he's executed. And just the Gemara, b'mezid v'lo asr bay. They can't kill him because he's b'mezid, but they didn't give him asra. So in that, the Ksonis is mechaper. And Lashon Hara is also not a kasha. Habitzina habifra hesya. If it's Lashon Hara bitzina, davar shebachashai, the Ktaris, which is bitzina, it's mechaper. And if it's a public Lashon Hara, then the kol pamonim, then the me'il, is mechaper. Ad kan, midavre hasugya, b'miseches, Zvachim and of Peches. We have a parallel sugya in Meseches Erchin. I'm Rabbi Shimon Bar Nachmani, I'm Rabbi Yonasan, I'll Shivan Dvar Nagoyim Baim. Alashin Hara, Vashvich Ustam, Magile Arise, Alashin Hara, Vachsiv Melashni Besei Sereya, also Atzmis. So the Nagoyim Tzaraz comes because of seven things. Alashin Hara, Shvich Ustam, Magile Arise, etc. Alashin Hara. And then we bring a Pasuk. Prove that Nagayim come because of Lashon Hara. Ask the Gemara, Yini, is that so? V'amra v'nani bar sasam, l'ma nismach ha-parshas, big day kuhuna l'parshas, kabranas l'ma l'cha, ma kabranas mechaprim, av big day kuhuna mechaprim. Why is there smichus between the big day kuhuna, the parsha of big day kuhuna, and the parsha of karbanos? I tell you, just like karbanos are mechaper, big day kuhuna are also mechaper. So what does Rashi say? In the parasha of Tetzaveh, Nismucha inyan miluim, miluim is karbanos, the big day kahuna. You have the big day kahuna, and then you have the miluim. So the miluim are all about the karbanos, and the big day kahuna are about the big day kahuna. So why is there this smichus parashias? To tell you that, just like karbanos are mechaper, so to big day kahuna are mechaper. Iksonis is mechaper and shvichus damim, mechasai mechaper agil arayas, and it's mechaper and lashon hara. You just told me a moment ago that negaim come because of lashon hara. And negaim come because of shvichus damim. And Gilead Arayas. No, they don't. We have a kapara with the B'day kahuna. As we see, Ksonis is mechaper and shvichus damim, mechasem is mechaper gil arayas, mechasem is mechaper lashon hara. So why should we get negayim? We have a kapara in the B'day kahuna. And so the Gemara lo kashya, hadahanu maisa, vadlohanu maisa. Rashi. Ahanu maisa. Sheniskotetu al yado. Sheniskotetu al yado. What does it mean, sheniskotetu al yado? That they fought because of him. So if the Lashon Hara was effective, ahanu maisav. So one case is talking about when it was effective, the Lashon Hara was effective. And the other case is talking about when Lashon Hara isn't effective. Ahanu maisav, if his Lashon Hara was effective, and they fought because of him. V'nasu negayim alei. Yilo ahanu maisav, mi'il mechaper. And if it wasn't effective, they didn't fight because of him. And in that, the mi'il is mechaper. Rashi already explains why we don't. The Gemara only answers from Kasha and Lashon Hara. What about Shfichus Damim and Gilui Arayos? We also had a Kasha from there that says that you get Negayim. On the other hand, we see the B'day Kahuna Machaper. Rashi's Metaritz of Rashi's Metaritz. Ayin Sham and Rashi. As the Gemara of Amrav Simon, Amrav Yishuv, and Levi, Shnei Dvaram, Lo Metzinu Lem, Korbanus Kapara. B'davar Acher, Metzinu Lem, Kapara, Shvichu Stam, B'Lashon Har, Shvichu Stam, Begla, Ruf, B'Lashon Har, Victorious. So how can you tell me that the B'Day Kahuna are Mechaper for Shvichu Stam and Lashon Hara? We see that Rabbi Yishuv and Levi says that Egla Rufa is mechaper and shvichus damim. And the Ktaris is mechaper and lashon hara. Sani Rebbe Chanin lamad the Ktaris and mechaper as chsi, vaitin is the Ktaris vechaper alam, but ten the Rebbe Shmuel and the Ktaris mechaper as lashon hara. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu yabar davar chubesh shev chashai v'yav mechaper amayis chashai. So you see that the Ktaris, which is silent, is mechaper and lashon hara, which is silent. And the Gemara says, no, shvichus damim lo kashi, like we saw in Zohim. Adi adi aman katle, adi lo adi aman katle. Is where you know who killed him? There you need the big day kahuna. Where you don't know who killed him there, you need the Egla Rufa. And says the Gemara, Yidiyam an katle bar katalehu, if you know who killed him, and he's chayiv misa. So you can't say that you have the big day kahuna. Big day kahuna aren't going to help. You have to kill the person. And just the Gemara, like we saw in Zvachim, B'meza B'la'aser, but some B'meza, they didn't give Masra. And then in Lashon Hara, also Lo Kashya, Habit Sina, Habit Farhesya. This is talking about Sina, and this is talking about Farhesya. Lashon Hara, Habit Sina, which is a Maisa Chashai, the Ktaris is Mechaper. And Lashon Hara before Hesya, the Me'il is Mechaper. Ad kan mi divrei hasugya b'meseches erchim. For Amad Hagoyin Rabbi Kiva Eger b'gilin hashas b'zvachim, he writes, Gemara lo menismach ha-parshas karbonas l'parshas b'gdei kuna b'erch en itza lo menismach ha-parshas b'gdei kuna l'parshas karbonas. Ayin b'rashi kan v'hosam. They're different lashonas. The lashon of the Gemara in Zvachim is Lamanis Mecha Parshas Karbonas LaParshas Big Day Kahuna. And the lashon of the Gemara in Erechin is Lamanis Mecha Parshas Big Day Kahuna LaParshas Karbonas. And Rashi was already all made on this difference. in a different order. Because in Zvachim, it says Laman first Karbanos and then Bigdei Kahuna, because that's Lefi Seder Parshas Tzav, that the Inyan of the Karbanos come before the Inyan of the Bigdei Kahuna. And in Erechin, it says Laman Nitzvacha Parshas Bigdei Kahuna LeParshas Karbanos, because the Bigdei Kahuna, that's Lefi Seder Parshas Tzav. That first you have the Bigdei Kahuna, and then you have the Karbanos. There's no stira in Rashi. Rashi's explaining the Fiyah Sugya. And if we're Makdim Karbanos, when the Sugya is Makdim Karbanos, and that must be talking about Parshas Tzav. When the Sugya is Makdim Big Day Kahuna, that must be talking about Parshas Tzav. But we have to understand the different Sugyas. Why does one Sugya go with the Parshas Tzav, and the other Sugya go with Parshas Tzav? Rashi is explicit that one pasuk is one. The sugya in Tzvachim is talking about the parashas Tzav, and the sugya in Erchin is talking about Tzave. So why do we have these two different sugyas? What's the difference? So we have to understand that in our sugya in Tzvachim, Rashi explains that the Rabbi Shimon Levi learns Kapar Shel Ktaros HaLashon Hara Vayiten Es HaKtaros VayiChaper Al HaAm, because the Chet was on the Am HaNodim HaMoshe V'Aaron after Nivla Adas Korach. It's Begedor Lashon Hara. It says Atem HaMisim, it's your fault, Atem HaMisim Es Am Hashem. Adas Korach went down because of you. That's Lashon Hara. It's interesting, as then in Erechin Rashi doesn't mention that. Rashi doesn't mention that Atem HaMisim Es Am Hashem. Why not? Another Ha'ara. In Maseches Erechin, Rashi explains that the Ktaros is Mechaper and Lashon Hara is because Yavu Dabar Shavu Hashai V'Chaper HaMaisach Hashai. Because Rashi says in Erechin, Lashon Hara b'chashayu, Lashon Hara said secretly. This is a very difficult thing to understand. How can Rashi say, a yesod, in Maseches Erechin, that Lashon Hara is a davar shebechashayu be'etzem, it's something private, something secretive. We have explicitly in the maskana of the sugya, that there's Lashon Hara b'tzina, there's Lashon Hara b'farhesia. Those are the difference between the two cases. That's one type of kapara is for Lashon Hara B'tzina, and the other type of kapara is Lashon Hara B'farhesia. So you see, there is Lashon Hara B'farhesia. And each one obligates a specific, a separate kapara. Lashon Hara B'farhesia, you need the Big Day Kahuna, you need the Mia, Lashon Hara B'chashai, you need the Ktara. So how can you say that Lashon Hara is Be'etzim Adar B'chashai? And this was only said in Maseches Erechin, not in Maseches Vachim. Why is that? And Dafkin Maseches Vachim, Rashi says a lashon of umishani. When the Gemara says meizid delo asrube, when it talks about killing shvichus damim, why you need the Big Day Kahuna? The person has to be killed. What does the Big Day Kahuna help? So Rashi says umishani meizid delo asrube. So in Zvachim, he adds umishani. We have to understand why. So these are the kashas. And Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, in the next year, we will, Ritz Hashem, see new light in the sugya, in these two sugyas. And we should be zelcha lomo de lelamed, lishmo v'las, l'kaim, z'kol, r'y, samutar, sugya, hava, mein, v'amein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.